Partial sunshine, highs push up into the 30s today. We drop into and through the 20s tonight. Sunshine returns, highs right back in the 30s tomorrow. Warms up a bit this weekend. Plan on some sunshine. Upper 40s to mid 50s Saturday, Sunday. It will be breezy at times this weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 18 degrees.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A lengthy law enforcement chase in Ford County yesterday ended with two people arrested and damage to property at Dodge City's regional airport. KTV reports a statement from Sheriff Phil Carr said the chase began when a deputy on patrol noticed a driver with a state warrant in southeast Dodge City. The unidentified driver fled, beginning a chase which lasted about 20 minutes. Carr said two suspects in the vehicle were arrested without incident. Both people were under warrants for arrest. The sheriff said, although not being specific, that the airport property damage was a result of the pursuit. A lieutenant colonel in Kansas Civil Air Patrol has resigned his command after posting on Facebook that a state lawmaker should swing from a tree for introducing a bill that would undo a law allowing concealed weapons on college campuses starting in July. The Civil Air Patrol also said in a statement that it does not condone such behavior from its members. Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Although it's not enough to cover a shortfall of around $300 million for the fiscal year, the state of Kansas did beat revenue projections for the month of January. Kansas Department of Revenue released numbers showing Kansas collected $544 million in January, $24 million more than estimates. That's driven in part by higher than expected income and sales taxes. It's the third month in a row the state's met projections. However, those estimates were lowered in November to reflect more pessimistic expectations. The owner of an Elk County hunting business and two of his employees indicted this week on charges of violating federal hunting laws. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal said Josh Hedges of Granola was indicted on 13 counts. Hedges owned Eagle Head Outfitters. Hedges' business accused of killing hawks in violation of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, as well as using electronic bird calls and exceeding daily limits. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett. Authorities say a boy died after he was struck by a pickup truck while walking near his school in Wahoo. Saunders County Sheriff Kevin Stukenholt says the boy was struck about 3:45 yesterday afternoon at a street corner near Wahoo Elementary as he was walking home from school. Authorities have identified the boy as 11-year-old Mason Triplett. The pickup driver's name wasn't released. Nebraska lawmakers are looking to expand a pilot program that was designed to keep more neglected children with their families as long as steps can be taken to keep them safe. Two bills presented to a legislative committee would continue the state's alternative response program, which had been slated to end July 1st. The program is aimed at parents who are deemed a low risk to hurt their children. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Authorities responded Tuesday evening around 5:30. To a report of a gunshot incident in Barnston. A man in his mid-20s was life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital after the incident. Another man was reportedly taken into custody by Gage County authorities. The identity of neither man was released immediately. Due to the recent ice storm in mid-January, the city of Washington will make one pass through town, picking up limbs placed horizontal to the street located at the curb. They will pass through town beginning at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, February 7th. An injury accident was investigated in Gage County Sunday. Tammy Ross, age 43, of Odell, went off Southwest 61st Road into the ditch after the steering apparently locked up. She was taken by private vehicle to Beatrice Hospital, where authorities investigated the accident about 2 hours after it happened. Friends had moved the vehicle from the ditch. Another injury accident was investigated Friday afternoon in Gage County. Breezy Billiott, age 20, of Beatrice, lost control on South 10th Road at Hickory Road and went into the ditch. She was also taken to Beatrice Community Hospital by private vehicle. Marshall County Historical Society, meeting earlier in January, elected Karen Naniga of Axtell as president. Dixie Talbot was elected vice president, Beth Skinner treasurer, Luann Kong's membership secretary, Lou Wassenberg, Jan Pope, Benny Ekstrom, and Lloyd Shubkegel were elected as directors. Sharisa L. Johnson Reynolds, age 62, of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Methodist Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sharisa Johnson Reynolds. Lucille E. Prawley, age 86, of Diller, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 1 until 6:30 at the Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Lucille Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, wheat bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and banana cake. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball will host Chapman this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good size winter storm continues bearing down on the northwest Pacific parts of Colorado, even western South Dakota, across Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Washington State, Oregon, into northern California and the higher terrain there. Combination of winter storm watches, winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories denoting some measurable snowfall. Very windy, too windy up and down the west coast today as well. And that fog still a persistent nuisance in the deep south across Texas and the Gulf coastal states. Fog packed in tight, really restricting visibilities, and still some lake effect snow east of the Great Lakes heading toward New England. Upstate New York, lake effect snow warnings in effect by Buffalo, New York. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhaus. Partial sunshine, highs push up into the 30s today. We drop into and through the 20s tonight. Sunshine returns, highs right back in the 30s tomorrow. Warms up a bit this weekend. Plan on some sunshine. Upper 40s to mid 50s Saturday, Sunday. It will be breezy at times this weekend. From
average high temperature, early February 41, record high in this date 68 in 1911. The average low 20, the record low is 23 below zero in 1979. Sunset this evening, 5:45. Sunrise in the morning at 7:27. It's 19 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of February. It's Groundhog Day. It appears the groundhog would see a shadow or the black squirrel here locally. Six more weeks of winter. KNDY News, time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Come listen to the beautiful music of Acoustic Eidolon Saturday, February 4th, playing at 7:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Joe and Hannah have a new acoustic sound all their own, blending Celtic, Americana, world, and flamenco musical styles. The show is sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Landmark Enterprises and is free to the public.
The Jayhawks sidestepped the Bears, the Warriors, Celtics, and Cavaliers, all winners on Wednesday night. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was a battle of the top five teams. Number three prevails over number two in Lawrence, Kansas.
Asa with the basketball, top of the circle, gets a screen from Lucas. We'll try a three and drain a three from the top.
On the Jayhawks IMG Sports Network, Kansas edges second-ranked Baylor 73-68. The Jayhawks are 8-1 of the conference, one game ahead of the Bears. NBA in Oakland, the Splash Brothers making waves.
Thompson the other way. Finds Curry, left side, he's open, he'll fire away. Curry from down.
On 95.7, the game, the Warriors take care of the Hornets 126-111. In Boston, another comeback by the Celtics, who trailed the Raptors most of the game.
Isaiah, left-hand dribble, turns the corner, in traffic, leaves his feet, throws a bad pass, deflected, but saved by Smart. Kick out, Crowder, now Isaiah, good look at a three, got it!
On WBZ, Boston over Toronto 109-104. Isaiah Thomas, 44 points. The Celtics have won five in a row. In Cleveland, the defending champs get a much-needed win.
Here's Dunn, shaking on Felder, fell down, lost the ball. That's his third turnover. Out comes Felder up ahead of Jefferson, back to LeBron, down the lane, puts it up and puts it in.
On WTAM, Cleveland gets past Minnesota 125-97. Jimmy Butler had the hot hand in Oklahoma City.
Butler running the points, advancing over the midcourt line, wide to the right on a crossover, and Singler spins to the cup with the finish.
On WLS, the Bulls quiet the Thunder, 128-100. Butler, 28 points. And College Hoops, fourth-ranked Villanova survives a scare.
Bullock gets stripped. Brunson with the steal. Brunson down court. Cartwright tries to catch him. Layup good, and he's fouled. Unbelievable steal and a take.
On the Villanova Sports Network, the Wildcats top Providence 66-57. Number 9, Virginia. Number 11, UCLA. And number 14, Cincinnati, all winners. And ESPN reports that Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald will be back for his 14th NFL season in Phoenix. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
There are lots of different vehicles out there, and they all need to be properly maintained. Save on filters during the spring filter sale at Enan's Automotive in Marysville. Save up to half off all Napa Gold filters, oil, hair, cabin air, and fuel. Stock up on filters during the sale through February 18th at your Napa Parts store, Enon's Automotive in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bill introduced earlier this month into the House of Representatives, H.R. 281, titled the Family Farm Relief Act, dealing specifically with immigration. Politico's Morning Ag Report saying the legislation, sponsored by New York Republicans Elise Stefanik and Chris Collins, it would move the H-2A immigration program from the Department of Labor to USDA. Stefanik said the program would be the hands of those who best understand the specific needs of farms. The bill would also let applicants fill an application online or a paper application. It would require a more user-friendly online system. The bill would bring an end to the burdensome requirements on advertising and prevailing practices surveys. The legislation would let farm cooperatives and other agricultural groups apply for workers for their members. The dairy and livestock industries have struggled with the H-2A program, and the legislation aims to make the system more workable for both groups. Stefanik represents a rural district in New York State that has a large number of dairy farms, calling one of the closest allies on Capitol Hill of President Trump. Well, the president has put a 60-day review opportunity in place for his appointees, and that will delay any pending regulation that were to put into place by the Obama administration. One article says the review period includes new regulations put in place by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. The rule falls under the umbrella of the Packers and Stockyards Act, with the idea behind the rules to level the playing field for farmers who have been retaliated against by meat packers, especially contract poultry growers. Several major ag groups against the new rules include the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and North American Meat Institute. Groups in favor include the U.S. Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, and RCAF. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the push for a new farm bill has gotten off the ground quickly with announcements and comments, but of course the political landscape may be standing in the way. There seems to be more political issues that pop up day by day by day. House Agriculture Chair, Texas Republican Michael Conaway, at a committee organizational meeting this week on the farm bill, said that he plans to get things moving very quickly.
FYI, I'm going to be driven, as Colin is, to get this thing done, the 18 Farm Bill done before it expires. First time in 16 years we'll have done that. And I know it's a big, tall boast and goal, but if we don't set good goals, we weren't going to get there.
That is, of course, a tall order, given the fact that Washington seems to be awash in political turmoil, and also given the fact that it seems the Farm Bill always takes longer each time we try to undertake one. The top agriculture Democrat, Colin Peterson, says,
"We've got a lot of work ahead of us in this Congress, and reauthorizing the Farm Bill is at the top of the list. I hope we can work together and get a new good bill that can be signed into law before the current bill expires on September of 2018. I think I speak for all of us on our side of the aisle when I say that we want to be helpful and we are ready to get to work on this effort."
That's as Senate Democrats boycotted in opposition to a key Trump cabinet confirmation votes in Washington this last few days. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley agrees that getting a farm bill passed all by itself is tough enough, even with an ag secretary on board. But he says he is hopeful that everybody can work together and get a new farm bill put together and passed before the expiration of the current one. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Now's the time to get your orders in. This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetic Soybeans rank among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Soybean Seed gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties like Midland 4963 and 5286. Both are medium height plants with good standability and a good choice for southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetic Soybeans. Kaufman Seeds, Haven, Kansas, 1-800-634-2836.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. Well, it didn't take long for Tom Vilsack to find a new job. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
After 8 years at the helm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack waited about 4 days before taking a new job. He is, effective February 1st, the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. The council is a nonprofit independent organization that tries to grow global demand for U.S. dairy products and ingredients. Vilsack says that is essential to the future of the dairy industry and America's dairy farmers. He says he's spent his career in public service as a tireless advocate for farmers, and he says he can think of no better way to continue that service than by leading the U.S. Dairy Export Council. As president and CEO, Vilsack will provide strategic leadership and oversight of the Dairy Council's global promotional and research activities, regulatory affairs, and trade policy initiatives. That includes working with industry leaders to develop a long-term vision for building sales and consumer trust in U.S. dairy. Together with the council board, he'll create strategies to successfully achieve the shared vision. He will serve as the organization's primary spokesman and ambassador to a host of global and domestic stakeholders. The Dairy Council routinely partners with other dairy industry groups, such as the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, the International Dairy Foods Association, and the National Milk Producers Federation to address the needs of its members, which include producers, processors, and cooperatives, as well as ingredient suppliers and export traders. An important component of Vilsack's role will be working with and through these organizations to achieve results on behalf of the value chain. And certainly with his experience in the USDA and the federal government, he should bring a lot of know-how to the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Meanwhile, this is a leftover from the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Phoenix that I didn't get a chance to talk about earlier. But that is that Peyton and Archie Manning were the keynote closing speakers at the convention. The Mannings, of course, are part of one of football's royal families. Two-time Super Bowl champion Peyton and his father Archie, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, embody the American spirit of a strong work ethic, teamwork, and giving back to others. The Mannings discussed the values that football all-stars share with agriculture's all-stars: family, perseverance, and hard work. Archie told the crowd, "There's a certain amount of toughness that football and farming both take. Neither is for the faint of heart, and you've got to give both all you've got." Back after this.
There will be a land auction, 145 acres, more or less, cropland, located 2 miles south of Vermilion, selling for the Johnny C. Bramhall Estate at auction Friday, February 3rd, beginning at 10:30 at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. 145 acres includes 128 acres crop, 17 acres enrolled in CRP. Tile outlet terraces, PVC pipe redone a couple of years ago. This is high-percentage cropland located on a good county road, 2 miles south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace on the west side. Sale again 10:30 Friday at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. For information, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 1,700 to 1,800 head of cattle for the sale today, including 8 black cows, 7 to 8 months bred, 3 years and older. Hereford Influence sale. 110 whiteface, black and whiteface steers, nevers weigh 450 to 750. 88 whiteface, black and whiteface steers, nevers weigh 450 to 8. 19 whiteface steers, nevers 5 to 7. 15 whiteface steers, 6 to 7. 70 whiteface steers, nevers 6 to 7. 75 white, blackface steers, 6 to 8. 14 Hereford steers weigh 650 to 750. 40 red and black baldy steers, 650 to 8. 19 whiteface steers, 7 to 8. 36 whiteface steers, nevers weigh 8 to 9. 40 black and whiteface steers, nevers weighing 3 to 5. 10 shorthorn steers, 4 to 6. 25 black steers, nevers 450 to 6. 10 black heifers weighing 5 to 6. 34 black and charlet steers, nevers 5 to 6. 10 black steers, nevers weighing 5 to 6. 33 black steers, 5 to 650. 34 black steers, nevers 5 to 750. 30 black heifers, 550 to 7. 9 black and red steers, nevers weigh 6 to 7. 36 black steers, 6 to 7. 25 black steers, nevers 6 to 8. 25 black steers, nevers 6 to 8. 9 black heifers, replacement quality, 650 to 7. 25 black and red steers, nevers, replacement quality, 650 to 7. 35 black steers weigh 7 to 7 and a quarter. 50 black heifers, 7 to 7 and a quarter. 32 black steers, nevers 7 to 8. 173 black steers, nevers 7 to 850. 80 black steers, 7 to 850. 160 black steers, 7 to 850. 25 red and black steers, nevers weigh 7 to 9. 40 black steers, nevers 7 to 9. 25 black heifers, replacement quality, 8 to 850. 54 black steers, 8 to 9. 45 black steers, 8 to 9. And 25 black steers weighing 850 to 9. Those, again, early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY, Groundhog Day. And we might see a shadow, which portends 6 more weeks of winter. Partly cloudy skies, 19 degrees this morning. Highs only around 30 on tap today.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2014 Chevy Captiva in on trade. A 2014 Ford F-150 XLT extended cab four-wheel drive pickup. Plus a Buick Encore and Cadillac DeVille. A 2007 GMC Yukon Denali. And a 2004 Hold Silhouette. See these at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Josh Jackson had 23 points.